This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, everybody, welcome to part two of the conversation with Craig Radford from CSD. This is the after show now that the official conversation is over. The lights and camera is off, even though they're still on. Now we can just chat about some stuff going on. You know, Craig, one of the things that I didn't get to ask when we were having the other conversation is you had mentioned in the stuff that we originally chatted about, if you had to do it all again or you needed to do it all over again, you would do something with compensation, base and commission, something like that. What did you mean by that, or where does that fit into, you know, how you would do things different with your team?
So with base salary only, people just kind of go along. They do their business as they do to meet the bare minimum and to motivate people. Not necessarily to go above and beyond our revenue goals, but having commission above their base salary gives people more incentive. So that's really the main reason for doing that.
And in the ASL Deaf community, is there a lot of opportunities with base plus commission with more things? Like, I'm not familiar with what jobs and opportunities might be there. Like, is that a part of the community, or is that a rare option?
I know a few deaf people who work in car sales. And when you go to a car dealership, a deaf person selling to a hearing person cars is a challenge. And I know that about 50, and I also know about 50 deaf real estate agents who sell real estate in communities where there is a larger deaf population. And obviously both of those jobs are commission based, and so they are used to that. But for working in a corporation for commissions, you don't often see that a deaf person has those opportunities. Usually they get that experience in the video relay service companies because they have different payment structures, bonuses, commissions, etc., in those video relay services. My previous industry was in video relay, and I had base salary plus commission is the way I worked. And it worked well. It worked well. But the community as a whole does not have an opportunity to that experience. It's siloed. It's definitely siloed.
Yeah, that makes sense, because again, reflecting back on what you said about the people being underprivileged or underserved and not having the same opportunities, you think of just anything from retail to waiting tables in a restaurant to anything like that that has a higher income potential when you're better at it or you want to work harder. And then, you know, where does that segment or leave people out from the ASL community? One other thing, I know we had mentioned this, kind of the future plans for you for CSD, is where does this kind of service fit into global deaf communities, international deaf communities? Like, are there other countries that are advanced, more advanced? Are most of them also underserving this community?
It varies by country. You're talking about 200 different signed languages throughout the world. US has one of the best services because of the Americans with Disabilities Act being in place, where companies are required to provide accommodations. So we definitely have a luxury here, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is at the place where it needs to be. Many other countries are far behind us, and deaf people are very much oppressed in their home countries. But again, it is a worldwide problem. It's not just a problem in the United States. Deaf people are underestimated and are not given the same opportunities as hearing. Our goal is to see that change.
And what would that look like if you went international / global with a service like CSD?
Having the technology that allows people to just be themselves in their language, interacting with anyone, having a conversation with someone, sell a product to someone, without anybody looking down of them. Have you heard the word audism before? Audism, A-U-D-I-S-M, audism?
No.
So audism is a person who thinks that they are better than someone else because they have the ability to hear. So because a person can't hear, they are looked down upon or considered to be less than, and therefore have bias, social bias. CSD, as the largest social impact organization, that is a nonprofit organization in the world, our goal is to remove that social bias and to be able to have everyone look on the eye to eye, regardless of disability, skin color, gender. All of that is our goal, is for it to be equal. It doesn't matter what you are, who you are human. And that's what we're trying to create.
I think that's amazing. And I think I feel fortunate for my small slice of growing up where I did, like two blocks away from the California School for the Deaf, which was a big deal in the deaf community at the time. Like families actually, you know, either moved there or sent their children there, and they stayed there like a live-in boarding school. And so I was around it enough that it just seemed normal, right? Not different, just because it was in the area. And I appreciate that. And of course, it makes me sad to think that people think they're better for this versus that. I mean, I think that's just the world we live in general. But, you know, for any group to be, you know, kind of pushed into that category, that's, I don't know. I appreciate that you're doing it. Obviously, that's part of why I was excited to have you come on, is because of that message and kind of that awareness where people just don't even think about it. If they're living in an area where they never experience someone who's hearing impaired, they don't understand how the world is leaving that person out. Like the guy I mentioned earlier, Jason McKee, one of the things he mentioned, and he brought a singer to a event that we had, and she's deaf, but she's been on, I think, American Idol or one of those shows. But one of the things she said, and he said too, was you go to a conference, most conferences don't have an interpreter. So if anyone there is hearing impaired, you're just leaving people out that might be in the audience that, you know, again, underserving and excluding.
If you're thinking about it, I am deaf. I experience oppression all the time. But yet I'm still privileged, because although I am deaf and oppressed, I'm white. So imagine a deaf person who has additional layers based on their skin color, their gender, the things that they have to go through. It is, you know, it could be five times worse. And I recognize that. And a lot of us are privileged. We are. And we have to fight to change that. No matter your situation, on top of being deaf, there are so many, you know, I've got many gay deaf friends that I chat with all the time and tell me how frustrated they are and the struggles that they have. And I am just amazed. My friends that are people of color, you know, what they have to experience. Having people listen to this and stepping up and making a difference, it's time for a change. And that's what we're fighting for.
Yeah. And again, hearing you say that and think about the layers and the additional things, of either disadvantages or categories that people want to discriminate or treat differently, and then you add on, anything that's a disability like hearing impairment. What's the big thing? Obviously, not companies who might hire CSD or, have your team work with them, but like in general, someone listening to the after show, they're a fan of Authentic Persuasion, hopefully, and they could do something out in the world. What is a helpful thing? What is something that most everyone can do to just kind of shift that for themselves and for others in the deaf community?
Listen, get involved, and really listen. Don't have your mind set on one perspective. Take a step back. Listen to other people's views, their experiences, their struggles. Embrace it. That's one way to do it. Just to embrace their view and make that a part of our business, our mission, and their goals. That's really where you can start, just listening. And try to understand what they're doing and get on the same page.
I think that's great advice. I mean, I think that listening and being empathetic, right? And being open and being curious, when you combine those things, then that's how we all shift. I know for myself, I saw that when meeting someone who was in a foreign exchange program and seeing others' minds change when they meet someone from another country, that in the media they thought a certain thing and they think everyone from that country is bad. Then you meet someone, you're like, wait. It's not true. Not everyone's bad. Right. So we have these ideas and misconceptions. And when you're open and curious and spend time with somebody and you're empathetic, it's like we're all the same at a base level. And, all of that other stuff is just external.
I completely agree, Jason. It'll take time. Hopefully, it will happen, though, sooner than later.
Well,
And I always, just to add, I always tell people that being deaf is a full-time job. It really is. From the time I get up in the morning to go throughout my day and until I go to bed, I can't even go to Subway and order a sandwich without somebody looking like a deer in the headlights. And I just want to communicate and order a sandwich. And I'm like, a piece of paper and pen. It's a real struggle, an everyday struggle.
And I think that's important for people to understand, right? And realize what that's like from your perspective and be empathetic for that. So, and hopefully this message resonates with somebody, people who are listening to this. You're here for a reason. Hopefully this is planting a seed inside of you and making a shift. And please share this. Obviously, I do a podcast about authenticity and persuasion and sales. This one is totally different than what I've done before, and a different kind of point of view and different thing that I wanted to share using this platform. So please make sure to share it. And if you're listening to the audio in the podcast with the amazing translator going through the conversation, who did an amazing job, also the videos for part one and part two are on YouTube as well. So make sure to check those out so you can see Craig's smiling face and the hair and makeup done as he's at Starbucks and having this conversation. So, Craig, again, I appreciate this. I appreciate the first part of the conversation, this part, the energy you're putting into this, and I am super excited to meet you at some of the customer experience type conferences that I know we're both going to be at soon. So, again, thank you, and I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jason, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it very much.
And for everyone else, if you just caught this part, make sure to check out part one where we had a little bit more structured conversation, went into a lot more details about CSD and Craig, and his links will be in the show notes. But that's it for this after show for this part two. Thanks everyone tuning in. Until next time, keep selling with authentic persuasion.